vote against the EU, but no unity with Tories or UKIP. The Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition TUSC has written a formal letter to the Electoral Commission asking them not to give millions of pounds of public resources to Tory and UKIP EU campaigners in June's referendum. The Socialist Party, a key component of TUSC, will campaign to leave the EU, but we will not sign up to a common political platform with reactionary Leave supporters, explained Socialist Party Executive Committee member Clive Heemskerk. The Socialist Party opposes the European Union, because at bottom it is an employers' union of 28 capitalist governments, acting as a continent-wide agency of anti-worker and pro-austerity policies. The EU's laws and institutions impact on the day-to-day struggle to defend working class interests. Public ownership and other forms of state intervention are restricted by EU treaties. Even local councils, for example, have to sign off everything they do against EU state aid regulations. While the EU treaties ultimately could not stop a determined workers' government supported by a mass movement from carrying out socialist policies, they are another legal obstacle to overcome. Why should workers give a vote of confidence to a set of agreements between different capitalist politicians that would be used to try and block socialist policies? Socialists oppose the EU in order to defend working class interests and take forward the fight for socialism in Britain and Europe. In contrast, that minority of capitalist politicians who oppose the EU, Boris Johnson, Ireland Duncan Smith, Nigel Farage and others, organized in the Vote Leave and Grassroots Out campaigns, do so the better to try and divide the working class. There can be no unity with them by socialists campaigning for a Leave vote in June's referendum. Referendum dangers. A referendum by its very nature, however, creates pressures to blur the conflict of interests between workers and capitalists. It reduces a range of issues to one binary question, with the capitalist rulers of the day setting the wording, and, they hope, the terms of the debate. This pressure is amplified by the legislation governing referendums, passed under Tony Blair's new Labour government in 2000, which builds in the expectation that cross-class campaigns will be created to conduct the debate. Under the legislation, all organizations that want to campaign are required to register as a permitted participant with the Electoral Commission, including political parties and trade unions. The Commission, an unelected quango, then has the power to decide which of the permitted participants become the official Leave and Remain campaigns, bestowing them with political authority and millions of pounds of public resources. When the legislation was being drafted, the government white paper explicitly stated that the benefits available to a designated organization will constitute a powerful inducement to create a common campaign. The Electoral Commission's application form for lead campaign status requires them to show the breadth of campaigners' interests they involve, for example, parties, trade unions, registered companies, class collaboration institutionalized. That is why the TUSC campaign against the EU, including its call for the Electoral Commission not to make a lead designation for Leave, is so important. To show that what is involved in the referendum are class interests, and that the working class is not all in it together with big business politicians, whether they oppose the EU or not. Pushing for a fake unity. The TUSC letter to the Electoral Commission lists some of the irreconcilable divisions that exist between socialists opposing the EU and the reactionary Leave campaigns on various policy issues that arise in the EU debate. But it also makes the more fundamental point that what is really being asked of Leave campaigners in demanding that they produce a common position is that they effectively agree an alternative governmental program. The letter gives us an illustration of this: the Electoral Commission's apparently straightforward request that organizations applying for lead status provide a page which should include their opinion on what will happen in the event of either referendum result. TUSC, the letter explains, believes that a victory for the Leave outcome would be a devastating defeat for the Conservative government, and could presage a split in the party similar in character to the schisms over the Corn Laws and tariff reform, opening up the possibility of a general election and a Jeremy Corbyn-led Labour government before the end of the year. But, it goes on, we assume that is not necessarily a motivation for many of the politicians and big business representatives in the reactionary Leave campaigns, and so would not feature in their what will happen assessment. The letter asks if what the Electoral Commission actually requires is a discussion of Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty on the mechanics of withdrawal, or what will happen to the world economy, or the impact on governments and opposition movements across Europe. But whatever the intention, it is clear that it would be politically impossible to get an agreed position even on this basic request. So how is it possible in any meaningful sense to speak of a common leave position, it asks. And on what basis would the Electoral Commission make what would be a purely political decision to decide between the different political positions? A political choice. The deadline for leave designation applications is the 31st of March, with the Electoral Commission making its decision by the 15th of April. The most likely outcome is that the commissioners, sensitive to the requirements of the capitalist establishment, will appoint an official leave campaign, probably the Vote Leave organization. Vote Leave involves all the Tory cabinet ministers backing exit, the UKIP MP Douglas Carswell, and, for Labour decoration, is co-chaired by the Blairite MP Gisela Stuart, who notoriously supported the idea of a grand coalition with the Tories before last year's general election. As the TUSC letter says, designating one of the reactionary campaigns as the official voice of Leave would be a political decision favouring the Remain campaign, fitting in with the narrative being created by the government to try and portray those who oppose the EU as one reactionary lump. The pro-EU Guardian commentator Martin Kettle summed up the tactic last year when he argued that a Remain victory is more likely if voters come to see the Brexit option as a step towards a Nigel Farage universe. On the other hand, a refusal by the Electoral Commission to appoint an official Leave campaign in response to trade union and socialist-led protests would smash that lie. Building that protest is the task for the next 2 weeks. TUSC has a petition to the Electoral Commission calling on them not to give taxpayers' money and other public resources to the reactionary-led exit groups. Founding signatories include 2 trade union national presidents and 16 union national executive committee members. Sign the petition online at www.tusk.org.uk weblink. To read the full letter to the Electoral Commission, check out the TUSC website at www.tusk.org.uk.